Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. A few moments ago, Kyle read for us the first part of St. Luke's, what we would call the second book. The church calls this the Acts of the Apostles. And that it is. The book is the Acts of the Apostles, beginning from Jerusalem, bringing the gospel of Jesus Christ through Judea, Jerusalem, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Through the apostles and the disciples of Jesus, the gospel that was first proclaimed and actualized in the life of Jesus began to be proclaimed to the ends of the earth. At the end of the book of Acts, we see St. Paul in Rome preaching the kingdom of God, preaching the kingdom of God while he would still be in prison. The first word of what Kyle read for us from St. Luke's narrative refers to another book, a former book, which we know, the church knows as the Gospel according to St. Luke. In that book, St. Luke has given for us and for the whole world a narrative history of the events that took place while Jesus was on the face of this earth, fulfilling promises made for the whole world in yet another earlier book we call the Old Testament. Luke began saying, introducing the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ by quoting and footnoting references from the Old Testament, from the prophets and the writings. And as Jesus comes to make his, as it were, platform speech in Luke chapter 4, he tells the world, the audience around him, that today these scriptures have been fulfilled, and that scripture promised that the Messiah will come and bring good news to the poor. That book makes references to the Old Testament prophecies where the Messiah would come and give sight to the blind, heal the sick, raise the dead. And the good news will be preached to all nations. That's how the book began. And throughout the narrative of the Gospel of Luke, we see those activities, the acts of God, the very acts of God taking place in the life and ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. Luke, in his second volume, says that the first narrative was a narrative of the things that Jesus began to do and to teach. Jesus began to do, to bring in the gospel for the whole world in action, in activities such as miracles, calming the storm, raising the dead. And then to teach that the kingdom of God is among us, to teach that the visitation of God for salvation has already taken place. And Luke concluded that book with our Lord's crucifixion, death, resurrection, and ascension. That is exactly where the book of Acts begins, as we heard that read for us a few moments ago. Jesus appears again after his resurrection, and he walks around with them doing things and teaching them for 40 days, at the end of which he would ascend to heaven. Today is the day of ascension. We celebrate that day. And on this day, as the disciples were gazing into heaven as the Lord was lifted up from among them and disappeared into heavens, they were told, as he promised, you wait here until you receive the Holy Spirit. And when that Spirit shall come upon you, you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth. You shall be my witnesses to do and to teach whatever our Lord was pleased to do and to teach. The book of Acts has been completed. The word of the Lord spread. It grew into Samaria, into Philippi, as we heard the other day, the first city in Europe, and to the ends of the earth, from the capital of the Holy Land, Jerusalem. The gospel has now been brought to the capital of the then known world, Rome, by the early apostles, accomplishing the things that God caused through them to do and to teach. It is our ministry here today on this campus for 171 years to teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are blessed, we are called, we are privileged to be the under teachers under the great master teacher, to teach faithfully the scriptures, to interpret the scriptures, to investigate scriptures and everything surrounding it, and bring that teaching to the world, to us, for our people, and to the world. A ministry the Lord has given us to do, to teach and to preach. The kingdom of God is near, to call people to repentance, so that they may, by the power of the Spirit, believe in the only true God, Jesus Christ, for their salvation. The apostolic age came to a close, as we know. Since the close of the apostolic age, a third book began to be written. And if that book were to be written completely, the whole world, we suppose, would not have place to contain it. The activities of the Lord Jesus Christ for the salvation of the whole world continues to be done and be proclaimed and be taught. The ministry goes on, a ministry that's been passed on to us and for future, promised in God's word, once accomplished uniquely in the person of Jesus Christ. In the book of Acts, we see that the gospel had reached Rome. Today, after 2,000 years, we know that the gospel, through the proclamation and the teaching of it through people like us, has reached New Delhi, New York, Adelaide, Addis Ababa, Botswana, and we can name all the cities of the world where the gospel has already been reached. Yet the ministry goes on. The third book continues to be written. And in Paul's language, we may not be the entire book. In fact, we are not. But each one of us may at least be a page in that book. We are indeed God's letters of commendation, recommendation for the whole world, that God has indeed, in His Son, reconciled the world unto Himself. Keep adding leaves and portfolios to that book by doing the things of God, by teaching and proclaiming the word. There will be no end to that writing of that book and to the doing of the things God has called us to do and the teaching of His one true gospel until He comes again in Jesus Christ, as the apostles saw Him going up. There is convincing proof, the entire scripture, that Jesus indeed came to the earth. There is convincing proof in the entire New Testament that the promises of God, first made in the Old Testament, have now been fulfilled in the life, ministry, and service of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is convincing proof for any investigator that the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ continues to go on. Let it be God's will that He allows us to fill in each page of that new book that is still being written. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.